For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says the state now has a designated Ebola testing lab approved by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nixon announced today the Missouri State Public Health Laboratory can test Ebola samples before a confirmation testing with the CDC. There currently are no cases of Ebola in Missouri, but Nixon says the Jefferson City lab could help rule out or confirm potential cases. Nixon asked the Department of Health and Senior Services to apply for the designation earlier this month. The department director says it received approval from the CDC on Thursday. Nixon also announced he's releasing $3.3 million for local public health agencies. Local health agencies for weeks have been calling for him to release those funds. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster is seeking to block a sterilization company from handling any medical waste contaminated with Ebola at its St. Louis facility. Koster said today he has asked a St. Louis Circuit judge to grant a temporary restraining order against Stericycle Incorporated, and that treating waste potentially infected with Ebola poses a threat to workers. Stericycle received a federal permit earlier this month to remove waste from the Texas hospital and home, where a man with Ebola virus stayed before dying. Koster's filing also alleges that the St. Louis Stericycle previously violated waste management law by failing to properly test and operate equipment or track waste. A hearing is scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday. A sit-in to protest police shootings is in its fifth day at St. Louis University. Protesters first arrived on campus after a Sunday night interfaith rally at Chaffetz Arena. They were part of the four-day Ferguson October demonstrations that brought hundreds of clergy, college students, and activists to St. Louis to protest the early August shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson and other police killings of young black men by white officers. Today, between 10 and 20 protesters were using tents, tarps, and other camping equipment near a clock tower in the center of campus. The university has decided not to challenge the protesters. There is officially a new president at Columbia College. The college held an inauguration ceremony today for Scott Dalrymple in the Southwell Complex on campus. Although Columbia College inducted him today, he began his position as the college president in May. Dalrymple previously served as dean of the School of Liberal Arts at Excelsior College in Albany, New York. The ceremony included a speech by Andre Valcru, a co-worker of Dalrymple at Excelsior College, as well as an acceptance speech from the new president. In the speech, Dalrymple addressed the college's need to innovate and adapt to today's changing society and economy.
The challenge for all liberal arts colleges is to find meaningful ways to connect the liberal arts with the practical needs of today's economy. We should never forget our liberal arts heritage, but we need to find ways to connect that heritage to the present day, to make it relevant.
Preceding Dalrymple's speech, the Board of Trustees held a brief ceremony awarding him the College Mace, Charter, and Presidential Medallion. Dalrymple is the 17th president of Columbia College. Missouri officials have approved tougher regulations for deer ranchers and hunting preserves in an attempt to prevent the spread of disease. The new rules approved today will ban the importation of deer from other states and require testing for chronic wasting disease on deer at least 6 months old that die in captivity. Most of the new rules are expected to take effect January 30th, but existing deer farms and hunting preserves would have until June 30th, 2016, to meet guidelines for stronger fences. The state's captive deer industry has said the regulations could cripple its business. It plans to file a legal challenge against the authority of the Missouri Conservation Commission to regulate captive deer. The commission did soften some of its proposals today, dropping a plan for double fencing. A proposed ordinance that would remove any question about a person's criminal background on job applications inside of Columbia has raised concerns. The Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence held a meeting for the proposed Ban the Box ordinance on Thursday morning. The rule would require employees to wait to perform background checks on applicants until a conditional offer of employment is issued. Dan Hanneken is a member of the task force and says this ordinance will help returning felons reintegrate into society and find better jobs.
So we feel that Ban the Box will level the playing field a little bit, provide more opportunities to people with felony convictions, therefore reducing the likelihood that they're going to reoffend.
Business owners raise concerns that having to wait longer to perform background checks will waste time and resources, making the hiring process less efficient. Some simply worried about unknowingly hiring a felon. David Overfelt, president of the Missouri Retailers Association, says that convicted felons are better off being open about their past criminal history during interviews.
The best time the employee has to explain what happened and have a chance to get hired is during the interview process.
The ordinance would extend to both public and private companies inside Columbia city limits, unless the company has state or federal regulations forbidding them from hiring convicted felons. The ordinance is to be presented to the City Council on October 20th. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.